put the Prime Minister on, please.
Hello.
I have the Prime Minister...
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
Hello?
I'm on here trying to talk to Prime Minister Canada, honey.
All right, sir.
President Johnson?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mr. President.
How are you this morning, Mr. Prime Minister?
How are you? Compliments of the season to you.
Thank you. We had a wonderful Christmas. Hope you did.
Well, yes. At the present time, looking out of the window, there's 43 degrees of frost here, that's the way Christmas should be, I suppose.
Well, I wish you could be here. We have a beautiful sunshiny day, about 70.
I hope to get down there after I have that visit I'm looking forward to in Washington.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you very, very much.
I'm sorry to bother you, especially when you're at home, but there is one matter I thought you wouldn't mind me phoning you about, because it's going to create a great deal of unhappiness up here and difficulty if it goes the wrong way. And I'm thinking of this marking bill that the Congress passed, I think... 2 days ago, a week or so ago.
That's requiring articles to be marked with the country of origin.
That's right. Up here, this affects about, it'll affect about $325 million worth of our exports. And our balance is pretty unfavorable now with the United States. This is going to be interpreted. This has been tried before by Congress and vetoed by your predecessors. But this is going to be interpreted as a very unhappy beginning from our point of view of the Kennedy Round talks in GATT for removal of obstructions to trade, which will be taking place, we hope, in the next month or so.
Yeah.
Apart from that general reaction that this is protectionism and will create a certain demand out here that we do something and to protect ourselves, but apart from that, the application of this particular bill to lumber, which is the most, by far, from our point of view, the most important single commodity affected, would really be a violation of a specific agreement we have with the United States, made in 1938, which was subsequently negotiated and made part of GATT, that this would not be done in respect of Canadian lumber. And as partly as a result of this particular concession made at that time, we had to make certain concessions too, and these were all embodied in the trade agreements between our two countries. And if this were opened up in this way, it would be very, very unfortunate indeed, I think.
Mm.
And there would be the newspaper up here and the interest affected would say this is a violation of a specific undertaking embodied in the trade agreement to the effect that Canada is not required to mark with the country of origin lumber exported to the United States.
Well, I can see your viewpoint. I can see that it set a very bad example for our trading partners. Of course, a lot of people think that I spend more time looking out after peoples of other nations than I do for my own, and I've got that problem, you know, the Washington, Oregon, a lot of these lumber people and these senators, you know what they can be like when they take an action.
Yes, I know your problem, all right. But in this particular case, they must know, even Magnuson and Wayne Morse and these chaps, that this is part of a specific agreement as far as lumber is concerned. And if it is going to be changed in this respect, we'll be under great pressure to change it up here in other respects.
Yeah.
And the balance of trade at the moment is very much against
yes.
us.
I understand it. I think it's much merit to what you say. Now, I've got a problem. I would guess they voted for it 6-8, 10-1 in the Congress, you know, both houses. So I don't want to just get run over with a bulldozer the first month I'm in office. I'll have to look into that. And I understand your viewpoint. And I know you understand the problem I've got to deal with some of our own people. But I don't want to break any agreements. And I don't want to set any bad examples between our partners. And I certainly want to be a good neighbor, and I have a very warm and affectionate regard for you and for your people, and we'll try to view it all in that light.
All right. Thanks very much, Mr. President. I hope you will not mind me calling you.
I appreciate you calling very much, and I want you to always feel at liberty to do that, and vice versa.
Well, I hope you have anything that... in your mind, we're doing up here. You'll telephone me the same way.
We certainly will. We're gonna learn to live in this world together, and we hope the rest of the nations can learn it as well as we've learned it here on this hemisphere.
Well, I hope so, and I'm looking forward very much to seeing you in January.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thank you. Bye.